Hey, today's daf is Bukharos daf Mem Vav. We left off on daf Mem Hey Amid Beis at the end of the seventh parak at the Mishnah toward the end of the page. So we're going to finish up as the seventh parak and begin the eighth parak. The Mishnah is going to discuss issues that would make a behema possible to use for a karban, but would not be a problem for the Kohen to be the one that does the avoda. And then the Mishnah at the beginning of the eighth parak is going to mention that there are four types of Bukhar. There are those that are Bukhar for Kohen, but not Bukhar l'Nachla. There are those that are Bukhar for Nachla, not for Kohen. There are those that are both, and those that are neither. Bukhar l'Nachla means that he gets Pishnayim, he gets double the Yerusha of the other children, of the other sons. Bukhar l'Kohen means that there's a din of Pidyon Haben. So our mission is going to give five examples of a Bukhar that is a Bukhar l'Nachla v'lo l'Kohen. He's going to get Pishnayim, but it's not going to be a Chiyuv of Pidyon Haben, and then it's going to give four examples of a Bechor l'Kohen v'lo l'Nachla, where there is Pidyon HaBen, but there is no Pishnayim. And then on Amud Beis, we're going to discuss at what point does the birth of a Nefel exempt the next child from Pidyon HaBen. Let's say a baby comes out that it has no chance of making it, but while he's alive, he says his head comes out. Is that enough to be considered a Leda so that the next child is going to be Pater from Pidyon HaBen? How much of the baby has to come out? Shmuel is going to have a Chiddush. The Gemara is going to ask on the Chiddush of Shmuel from our Mishnah and ultimately reject Shmuel. And then the Gemara is going to discuss a little bit the differences between the definition of a Leda of a Leda's Bechar, of the birth of a Bechar, as far as the halachos of Nachla are concerned, as far as the halachos of Yerusha, and as far as other dinim in the Torah are concerned. So let's begin at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Mem Hey Amud Bey. So says the Mishnah, Eluk Sherim Badam Upsulim Bebehema. The following are a list of issues that would be kosher for an Adam, for the Kohen, but would be a problem for a Behema. How many items are on this list? It depends on the girsa that you have in the Mishnah. It's either three or five. So let's see. So also, first of all, if it's an Av and a Ben that are both Kohanim, they could do the Avoda on the same day. But an animal, father and child, cannot be the Karbanos that are shechted on the same day, because that's a pasuk in the Torah. V'shar osov espino, lo tishchatu biyom echad. You're not allowed to shecht osov espino on the same day, so obviously they're possible for a Karban on the same day, because the second one, whichever one you shecht second, is a mechusar zman. So mechusar zman is possible for Karban. It's not yet the zman that you're allowed to shecht it. Second item on the list, trefa, a behema that's one of the 18 trefos that we mentioned in Meseches Chulin and Eilu Trefos, and is derived from Pesukim, that it's possible in Mizbeach, but a Kohen that's a trefa is Kasher for Avoda, because as long as it's not a Mum Shabakalui, as long as it's not an obvious Mum, he's just sick and he's a trefa, he's allowed to do the Avoda. And third, V'yotzei Dofen, a behema that was did not come out Derech HaRechem, but was a C-section, is going to be possible for a Karban, but a Kohen that's a Yotzei Dofen, and the reason by a behema that it's possible is because the pasuk in the Torah says Sharo Kesev Oed Ki Valeid. So we darshan, yeah, only if it's a regular leida, but a yotzei dofen is not a regular leida, it's possible for a karban, but a kohen yotzei dofen is not possible avoda. Now one might have said a kal b'chomer with if a behema that's a kushi a gichor kipeach a nanas a cheresh a shoto a shikur bali nigo, all the things we learned yesterday in our Mishnah are not going to possible. So nevertheless, also vespino treif of yotzei dofen will possible by a behema. So an adam that's possible if it's a kushi a gicher or nanas, all those things that we mentioned yesterday. So kal v'chomer should possible with also vespino and all of these issues that apply to behema. But from the fact that by psuli adam it says asher bo mum, we darshin that we're memait also vespino and treifa and yotzei dofen that they don't possible. It's only asher bo mum, but not if he has other issues that are not mum related issues. That's not going to possible a Kohen. That's how they explain why it is that we don't apply such a kal v'chomer in this case. So says the Mishnah, perhaps there might be two other items on the list, but this is a question of girsa. V'shenev de ben avera, a behema that was nirva al yidei adam, is possible in mizbeach, who is involved in bestiality, but a Kohen that was roveya is not going to be possible la avoda. The the Shenevda Ba'avera, Rashi explains in that way that it's mashma, even a behema that an avera was done, Balkarcha, Kolshke, the behema that was Rovea and Isha that did the avera midaita, that's going to be possible, Lekarban. The Bartzenur says that it means a behema Sharava Esi Isha. And Tos Yontif points out that he's not, that's not so meduyak, because the Gemara says that the psul is whether it's Rovea or Nirva. So like Rashi says over here, is the more pashup pshat, that it doesn't matter which side of the bestiality arrangement the behema was on, whether it was the Rovea or whether it was the Nirva. Either way, the behema is going to be possible for a karban, but a person who was involved in such a terrible avera is not going to be possible avoda. And similarly, v'shehemis as ha'adam, if a shor killed the person, he's possible akrava, but a kohen who killed the person is not possible avoda. So Tos Yontif says that there are nuschaos, kirsaos, that aren't goreis these last two psulim in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says in Maseches Brachos and Daflam and Beis that a kohen charges a nefesh as a nefesh lo yises kapov, that a kohen that is murdered, that is killed, is not allowed to duchen, because the pasuk says parshachem kapechem alim einay mechem yadechem damim maleu. So yadechem damim maleu means kol shkein that he's not allowed to do the avoda. If you're not allowed to do based on pasuk shayo, he's not allowed to duchen. So you would imagine if he can't even duchen because his hands are dripping with blood, so kavuchomer, he's not allowed to do the avoda. And the same by kohen that's roveya should be pasul avoda. But I understand you don't want to be goris in this mishnah because you don't want to list it as something that would make the kohen kosher. That would be okay by a kohen because it's not. But why wasn't it listed among the psulim of a kohen? Meaning these items should have been mentioned among those things that would pasul a kohen. That's a question, whether you say such a kal v'chomer, that just because he can't be noseis kapov, does that necessarily mean that he can't do the avoda? Maybe the din of noseis kapayim is a separate din from avoda. If a kohen, let's say, marries a grusha or a chalutza, which is an isolosa, say, for a kohen, he's not allowed to do the avoda. He's also not allowed to do chen, by the way. If he doesn't care about his kohuna and he goes and he marries a grusha, so obviously he's not allowed to do chen either. So he's pasul avoda until he's madir hana'a from his wife, and then they're going to have to get divorced because there's a neder hana'a. Now mitami the mason pasul achi kabel love shloye mitami the mason. And if he's a kohen who doesn't mind being mitami the mason, he likes to visit cemeteries or whatever, so he's not going to be allowed to do the avoda until he commits, but he's no longer going to be mitami the mason. But so ve'eluk sherim ba'adam. So we had mentioned those things that are kosher ba'adam and pasul. The behema, the first one was Osov Espino. So it says, my Osov Espino. What exactly does it mean, Osov Espino, that a Kohen and his child are both kosher to do the avod on the same day? And the parallel by a behema would be possible. Ilema Aaron Ubana, if you're talking about a man and his son, the Kavasei, Tayosh Ubano, Minoig, well, by a male animal and its offspring and its son, it's also going to be perfectly kosher. Osov Espino doesn't apply to the male and its offspring. Vatanya, we have a brace that tells us, Osov Espino, Noeg B'Nekevos, Ve'eno Noeg B'Zachariv. It only applies to Nekevos, it doesn't apply to a Zachar. I mean, obviously, the offspring could be a Zachar, but the parent, it only applies when it's a mother and her offspring. Elatiyasha Ubna, so you want to say, oh, the parallel we're making is just like a female animal and its offspring cannot be used as a carbon in the same day. So we want to contrast that, not just like, but contrast that with a female kohenes and her son can both do the avoda on the same day. That doesn't make any sense. The kavasa hacha kohenes ubna kohenes bas avoda. What is a kohenes a bas avoda? A female can't do the avoda anyway. Says more the olam aron ubana. Now really, it's talking about a male and his son. The kavasa hacha tayush ubno. And the parallel in the world of karbanos of animals is tayush ubno. And I'm Ravim, Mishmeid Rabbi Yosef Baravin, Ado Amra, that the Chananya, that this is assuming like the Shita of Chananya, the Tanya, Osav Espino, Noig Bin Akevos, Vena Noig Bin Zacharim, Chananya Omer. No, if it's Zecharim will be Nekevos. We must be assuming like Chananya that Osav Espino applied even for Zecharim, and that's why we're able to draw this contrast that Osav Espino with a male father and its offspring are not kosher for Korbanos, but a male Kohen and his son are kosher to do the Avoda on the same day. We then said someone who's Nosi Noshim Baveira is possible until he takes a neder that they can't get an offer from each other. Tana, no der vi oved, yored magarish. He's allowed to go and do the avoda after the neder, even prior to getting divorced. As long as he already took the neder, then we're confident that it's over, that that marriage is going to be over. He could do the avoda. He could be magarish his wife afterwards. Frak the Gemara, why are you so confident that it's over? Velechosh dilma azul legabi chacham misharilei. A neder could be undone. You can go to a chacham and he could be matir the neder. So kasavar tzarech lefaret as a neder. No, we're assuming that when you're matir neder, you need to be mefaret the neder to the chacham, tell him what the neder was. And when the chacham hears what the neder was, that you took a neder mishto, and you explain why you did it, because the wife is a grusha and he's a kohen, so no way the chacham is going to be matir such a neder. So that it happens to be machlokes amoraim in the sugyan gittin, whether tzarech lefaret as a neder or ein tzarech lefaret as a neder. So we assume that we're supposed to be mefarit the neder when we do ataras nedarim, you know, yom noraim. So we say yev shal fartam ki rabim heim. We have so many nedarim, so many shmu. We don't know. We don't. We ki rabim heim. There are too many to be mefarit. But really, the halach is that you're supposed to be mefarit the neder. I once had a shayla. A talmud called me up. He told me that his wife's kala teacher, when they were engaged, when she took kala classes, told his wife that she should give a significant sum of money to tzedakah every time they were intimate with each other, every time they fulfilled mitzvah's ona. So I don't know why she told her that, but that's what she told her. Give a lot of money to tzedakah. So he called me up. He had just lost his job. So he couldn't afford to be married, and you know, so he wanted to know what to do. So have to continue that hanhaga? So any hanhaga tova to give tzedakah anytime you do anything, to give tzedakah anytime you I don't know, you pick up your arm is a hanhaga tova that you'd have to make you'd have to be matir neder for. Whether there's any shaychus or not, whether it makes sense that you would have done such a thing, but if it's a neder, you have to be matir neder. So I asked Rashi, does he need to be mefarit the neder? I said, he's going to be embarrassed to be mefarit the neder. So he said, tell him to come to yeshiva. I'll be on the base, and he just has to be mefarit the neder to one of the dayanim. So we'll be mefarit the neder to me, and the others won't. So I think he'd be embarrassed to tell you also, because he came to me, and he had already told me anyway. So he's mefarit the neder, and they were mefarit the neder that way. Okay, so honey, alamad yamar tzarich mefarit the neder, alamad yamar ein tzarich mefarit the neder, Michael Maymer. That works very well if you assume that you have to be mefarit the neder. But if you assume that you don't have to specify what the neder was, so then what's the why are we confident that he's not going to be matir this neder? The madrina le barab. No, the neder has to be in front of a rabbin, and you can't be matir a neder that was done in front of a rabbin. So we're confident that the marriage is going to be over once he takes this neder. Honey, chalaman yamar neder shuda barab mein lo afara. That works very well if you assume that a neder shuda barabim, there's no way to be made for the neder. Man yamar yesh lo afara meikel meim. But if you assume like the shita that there is afara of the neder that was Suda Barabim, then why are we confident? It says Mar de Madrinon lay Adas Rabim, that the neder was done Al Das Rabim. And when it's done Al Das Rabim, even if it's a neder the Shuhuda Bir Rabim is Yesh Lafara, Al Das Rabim is Ein Lafara. Amar Amemer Hilk Satil Madim Neder Shuhuda Barabim Yesh Lafara, Al Das Rabim Ein Lafara. Even if you assume a neder that was Sudar in front of Rabim, there is a way to do Afara, but if it was done Al Das Rabim with the approval of Rabim, then there's no hafara. The hani mili l'dvar harshus, but that's only when we're talking about dvar harshus that you need to be matzah the neder stam because it's convenient for you, it's better for you. Avol l'dvar mitzvah, but if the reason you need to be matzah the neder is for the sake of a dvar mitzvah, yesh lo hafara. Then even a neder al das rabim is yesh lo hafara. What would be such an example of you have to be made for a neder for a dvar mitzvah? Says Gemara, like the story that happened. Here the mikri. There was a Malami Tinoko, so a teacher of young children, that Adre Rav Acha, the Kapasha Bienu Manuke. Rav Acha made a neder al das rabim that this man will never be allowed to be Malame Tinokos again because he was Pasha Biyanuka. Pasha Biyanuka, Pashtus means that he beat the children too much. Rashi writes it means that he was beating the children to death. So he was really going way overboard, even by old standards. You know, he's going way overboard in terms of what his disciplining habits. So they made a neder that he's never allowed to be a Malame Tinokos again. But Ravina rehired him because he said they couldn't find a Rebbe who was as good at educating the Talmidim as he was. Since Eliezer points out in Tshuva, obviously we're assuming that he did Tshuva and that he said that he's not going to kill children anymore and that he did some sort of Tshuva Shleim, but we're willing to accept the Tshuva and undo the Neder only because it was a Tzarech Mitzvah that was necessary in order to teach the children Torah. If I'm a Tami L'Mesim, and if someone's a Tami L'Mesim, he's Pasul, he doesn't have to take a Neder, as long as he's Mekabel, that he's not going to be Metame L'Mesim anymore. So Maishnach, the Sagli of the Kabbalah, Maishnach, the Madrinale, why is it when he's married to the Grusha, he has to take a Neder that he's never going to, that they're not allowed to get it up from each other, and that's going to force them to get divorced, whereas Metame L'Mesim, all he has to do is say, I promise, I'm not going to do it anymore. A Kabbalah alone is enough. He doesn't need a Neder. So it says, Mara Hasam Yitzvotokfo, because we believe him when it comes to Metame L'Mesim, because there's no Yetzer Hara to be Metame L'Mesim. There is a significant Yetzer Hara not to divorce his wife. So if he doesn't take a Neder, we don't trust that he's actually going to divorce his wife. But according to Metame L'Mesim, it's not something that he has a Yetzer Hara for. So if he says he's not going to do it, we could trust that he's not going to do it anymore. Okay, Hajnulach Mumin Elu. Now we begin the eighth parak of Maseches Becharos, and this parak discusses Bechar Adam and two types of Becharos that relate to Bechar Adam, that relate to human Bechars. Two types of halachas is Bechar L'Kohen and Bechar L'Nachla. Bechar L'Kohen, of course, is the din of Pidyon HaBen. Bechar L'Nachla is the din of Pishnayim, that a Bechar gets Pishnayim B'Yerusha. Both of these are Beferish Psukim in the Torah, that these are dinim that apply to a Bechar. So says the Mishnah, Yesh Bechar L'Nachla Vein Bechar L'Kohen. Sometimes a child can be a Bechar as far as Yerusha is concerned, but not as far as Pidyon HaBen is concerned. Bechar L'Kohen Vein Bechar L'Nachla. You have the reverse, someone who's a Bechar as far as Pidyon HaBen, but not as far as Yerusha. Bechar L'Nachla Ula Kohen. You can have a Bechar that's a full-fledged Bechar for all halachos. And Yesh Ein a Bechar Lo L'Nachla V'Lo L'Kohen. A Bechar that it seems like a Bechar, but yet is not a Bechar as far as Yerusha is concerned, nor is he a Bechar as far as Kohen is concerned. Meaning one might say, well, I'm like that. I'm not a Bechar L'Nachla or L'Kohen because I'm the third child in my family. No, we mean someone that actually is a Bechar in some way, that he seems like a Bechar. It seems like the oldest child. And nevertheless, is not a Bechar L'Nachla or L'Kohen. So it says Gemara, Ezu Bechar L'Nachla ve'eno Bechar L'Kohen. So what are examples of a Bechar that's going to get Pishnayim, but he's not going to be considered a Bechar as far as Pidyon HaBen is concerned? So five examples. Haba Achar Nefalim, a woman who was pregnant with twins, and one of them, after 9 months of pregnancy and it was old enough to live, and the other one was not yet Kalul Chadash, was a Nefel. Apol Bishayotza Es Rosh Ochai, the Gemara assumes that that's possible, by the way, that you can pregnant with twins that were not conceived at the same time, that they were conceived a few months apart from each other. So Apol Bishayotza Es Rosh Ochai, even though the Nefel stuck out his head while he was alive, and then he put his head back in, and he died, and that Rosh is normally considered a Leda, and then his brother, who is Malul Lo Chadashav, who was already after 9 months of pregnancy, came out. So that second one is considered a Bechor as far as Pishnayim, as far as Yerusha, because the din of Bechor, as far as Yerusha is concerned, is totally in Rashis Ono of the father. That's what the Pasuk says. Pasuk says that Lo Seis Lo Pishnayim Bechor Shem Matzalei, who Rashis Ono Lo Mishpat HaBechor, Lo Lamed Vav, Mishpat HaBechor. He has the Mishpat HaBechor because he is the Rashis Ono. What does it mean, Rashis Ono? It means that if he were to die, the father would be Mitzar like he had lost a child. Since the first one was a Nefel anyway, so the father would not be Mitzar to that extent on his death. So the second one is a Bechor to receive Pishnayim. As far as Pidyon HaBen is concerned, so Pidyon HaBen is totally on Petah Rechem. The first one to come through the Rechem. So the Nefel was the first one to come through the Rechem, and the surviving son is therefore not a Bechor as far as Pidyon know, Ben is concerned. That's one example. Second example, let's say a woman is pregnant with twins, and Uben Tisha Shiyatza Rosh Hameis, the first blood that stuck its head out was already Malulo the Chadashim. He already had 9 months of pregnancy, but he stuck his head out Meis, and then the second one came out. So the second one is a Bechor L'Nachla, because the first one is not Rashis Ono, the father's not Mitzdar El Nisaso, as far as Pidyon HaBen is concerned, the second one is not a Bechor, because he's not Peterechem. The first one had stuck out its head, even though it was already Meis. Third example, Hamapelus Kamin Behema, Chaya Va'ov, Divrei Meir. A woman is Mapil, she has a miscarriage, and the first blood looks like a non-human blood. It looks like a Behema, a Chaya or an Oaf. So the Ben that comes afterwards is considered a Bechor as far as Pishnayim, because the father is not Mitztayer on the Misa of the first one, but is not a Bechor as far as Pidyon HaBen, because the second one is not a Peterechem. Bechacham Momrim Achiebo Mitzuras Adam. The Chacham say, the Nephil is not going to be considered a Peterechem either until it has Tzuras HaAdam. So if she was Mapil, was Kamin Behema Chayva Oaf, then the next baby is going to be a Bechor for everything. He's going to be a Bechor L'Nachla and L'Kohen. So that's the machlokas, what exactly she has to be Mapil in order to take away the status of Peterechem from the next baby, but the next baby certainly is going to be a Bechor liyerusha. And the fourth example, I'm a Pelas Sandal, Oshilia, Oshafir Merukam, Vayotze Mechutach, Haba Achareim, Bechor Lenachla, Ve'eno Bechor Lekohen. That if a woman is mapil a piece of flesh that looks like a sandal, looks like a shoe, it doesn't have a Tzuras Havlad at all, it doesn't have a face, or a Shilia, the sack of the embryonic sac, or the shvir merukam, the skin that has the tzura of a vlad, or it comes out in pieces, evarim evarim. In all of these situations, the next baby born is a bechor for Yerusha, because all of these types of things coming out of the mother, the father is not mitzdayer on the misa of, but is eino bechor lekohen, but the next baby born is not the peterechem. And then finally, misha lo hayu lo banim, v'nasi isha shekvar yelda. Let's say you have a man that never had children yet, but he married a woman that already had children from a previous marriage. So Oda Shivcha, even if those children that she had were when she was still a Shivcha, Vinishtachara, and now she's free. Or Oda Ovedes Kochavim, Vinishgaira. Maybe she had those children while she was still a Goya, and now she's a Gioras. Mishabasal Yisrael, if when she became a member of Klal Yisrael, she went through the Shikra, she had the Geirus, then Yolda, then she had a child to the Jewish husband, Bechor L'Nachla, that child is a Bechor L'Nachla, Ve'eno Bechor L'Kohen. And this is a much more simple why, because when it comes to Bechor L'Nachla, it's Tali and the Bechor of the father, Rashis Ono. When it comes to Bechor L'Kohen, it's Tali on the Bechor of the mother, on Peterechem. So here she already has children. So this one is not the Peterechem for her, but he doesn't have children yet, and therefore it's a Bechor L'Nachla as far as the father is concerned. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, now that last case is not a good case. The case where you say that she was a Goya and she had children as a Goya and then she converted, Bechor L'Nachla Ula Kohen, that's a Bechor both L'Nachla and L'Kohen. Shenemar Peterechem, it doesn't just say Peterechem, it says Peterechem Bnei Yisrael. That it's got to be Peterechem, it be Yisrael. It says B'nei Yisrael. So we're paraphrasing the puzzle. Be Yisrael. That it's only if it's a Peterechem when she was a Jewish person. Ad sheyiftaru rechem mi Yisrael. So since she was a Shivcha that was in Shachra or a Goyish and Gaira, so the child was not born from a Yisraelis and therefore does not qualify as a Peterechem. But so those are the five possibilities of an example of someone that is a Bechor as far as Kohen is concerned, but not as far as Nachla is concerned. Now, I'm sorry, a Bechor as far as Nachla is concerned, but not as far as Kohen is concerned. So now the Mishnah goes on to bring four cases. That's Bechor LeKohen and not for Nachla. So case number one, Mishayi Lo Banim, someone who had children, V'nasi Isha Shalo Yalada, meaning he had been previously married and he has children from another marriage, she does not. So that's the obvious case, right? That's the case where it's not his bechor, it is her petarechem, and therefore there's going to be a need for pidyon haben, but there's not going to be pishnayim as far as Yerusha is concerned. Second case, niskayrumu uberes, nishtachrumu uberes. Let's say a woman was you have a guy marries, a non-Jew marries a non-Jewish woman, right? Nothing wrong with that shidduch. And then she's miskayer while she's already pregnant, and or nishtachra, she was a shivcha, and she nishtachra while she's pregnant, viyolda, and then she gives birth. So the vlad is a petarechem be Yisrael, because when the baby was born, it came out of a Jewish womb. It was first born to his mother. The leida was when the mother was already Jewish, but it's not a bechor lenachla. Why not? Why isn't it a bechor lenachla? So Rashi explains, because the ger and eved are not miyuchas achar avihem, and they don't have a chelek in the Yerusha. So therefore, it's not considered a bechor lenachla, because even though that this is their father, but the father was a guy, the father was an eved at the time of conception. So therefore, there's not going to be a yachas between the father and the child. And Rashi explains because the Torah is mafkir the zera of a guy when the pasuk says in Sefer Yecheskel v'zirmas susim zirmasam, that it's considered to be Rachmana Afkare Lazari the guy, that the Rachmana, that the Torah is mafkir the zera of a guy. Tosus points out that really Goyim themselves do have yichus, meaning a non-Jew is related to his father. There is yachas to a guy. Over here, it's not about that. It's not about that they're not being yachas. It's that he's not going to be Yorish the father once he's Megayer, because there's another halacha called Gershon Eskayer, Kikotan Shinola Davi. He's not related to any of his relatives when he's Megayer. That's the reason Tosus says, not like Rashi says. Rashi says over here it's because of the Zirmas Susim Zirmasam. There's no relationship between the Jew and the Jewish child and the Jewish father, because they were both Megayer. And the non-Jewish father, because even if he's Jewish now, but he was non-Jewish at the time of the conception. So there's no relationship. Zirmasusim, Zirmasam. So says you don't need that over here. It's a Gershon's Geyer is Kikatan Shinola Dami. So how do you answer for Rashi? So in explaining Rashi, the Rashi's Pikurim writes that someone who's harasa b'kdusha, leidaso shelo b'kdusha, or the other way around, is not considered a katan shenolad. It's only someone who's a goy gomor and became a Yisrael gomor. That's where we say it's kekatan shenoladami, meaning that's when, because he changed completely from one extreme to the other. But someone who was neither a goy nor a Yisrael and then was megayer and becomes a full-fledged Yisrael, how do you be neither a guy nor a Yisrael? Because Harasa Shlomo Kedusha, he was conceived when his parents were not Jewish, but by the time he was born, his parents were Jewish already. So we do Geirus on the child, but nevertheless, it's not really, he wasn't a full-fledged guy. So in such a case, you're not going to say that he's a Bria Chadasha. In such a case, you're not going to say he's a Katan Shnola Dami. So someone who's Harasha Shlomo Kedusha and Leidaso Pikdusha was not a guy when he was Nolad. He was a guy when he was an Uber. And Uber doesn't have a Metzius in his own right. And therefore, you can't consider him Katan Shnola Dami. So therefore, says the Rishis Bikurim, when the Gemara says that Geirim are Ne'enash on being Misacher Lihizkayer, on delaying their Geirus, he says, I don't understand. Why would they be punished? The Gemara says in Maseches Yevamos and Daf Mem Ches that they're punished for delaying their geirus. Why are they punished for delaying the geirus? No guy has an obligation to be megayer. So if a guy goes through his entire life without being megayer, no punishment. He did nothing wrong. But someone who's going to be megayer because he delayed it, he should. We argue that he should have done it earlier. He should have done it sooner. How does that make any sense? So he says, no. Based on this, we understand that this is not talking about a guy. It's talking about someone who was already partially through the process, where he's not a goy gomor nor a Yisrael gomor, and when you're partially through the process and you're not all the way there yet, you had a mila but not yet a tevila. So once you have the mila, so then you got to do the tevila. You have to follow through, and if you delay on that, that's where it's going to be the onesh. A third case, the kohenes he ulevia. Let's say that you have two women that give birth, and their babies were mixed up in the hospital. One was the daughter of a Yisraelis, and the other the daughter of a kohenes. One was the daughter of Yisraelis, the other one the daughter of a Leviah. So Bas Kohen, the Bas Levi, doesn't have Pidyon HaBen. He be Isha Shekvar Yalda, or a woman and another woman who already had other children. So she does, so obviously also the child is not going to be a Bechar. But we don't know which of these babies is Chayiv in Pidyon, and which one is Pater from Pidyon. So since one of them we know for sure is Chayiv in Pidyon, and the father knows that he has a son, he just can't identify which one it is. So he knows he's Chayiv in Pidyon, so he's going to have to do Pidyon. But the baby's going to want Pishnayim, this baby's going to want Pishnayim. No, the baby's not going to be able to get Yerusha. Prove to me that you're mine, and then you'll get Yerusha. Prove to, you'd have to prove, Mosi Mechavero, Allah Haraya. So, but the father is obviously going to be Chayiv in Pidyon HaBen. Reishis Tikurim asks, what's the Chiddush? Of course he'll be Chayiv in Pidyon HaBen. He knows that he just had a son that was a Peter Rechem. So why wouldn't he be Chayiv in Pidyon HaBen? It's just because he can't identify the son. So he suggests, based on the Rivash, that the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen is really the kid's mitzvah. It's just that the baby's too little to be able to do it, so the father takes care of it right away. If the father doesn't take care of it right away, so when the kid grows up, he's going to have to do it. Well, this child, when he grows up, will not have to do it. He'll be able to say to the Kohen, prove to me that I have a chiv of Pidyon HaBen. I might be a Bas Kohen, I might be a Ben Kohen, I might be a Ben Levi, I might be a Ben that has older siblings. You can't prove it. So that's the Chiddush, that even though the child himself would not have to do Pidyon HaBen, the father has to do it. And the final case, a woman's husband dies or they get divorced and she doesn't wait the 3 months that are necessary before getting remarried. So she gets remarried, the Yalda, and she has a baby shortly thereafter. And we're not sure who the father of this baby is. So Bechala Kohen, the baby is Chayiv in Pidyon because it's Peta Rechem for the mother, but Veina Bechala Nachla, but it's not a Bechara as far as Yerusha. Well, Pishnayim is concerned because you don't know which one of them is the Yorish. The Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean Bechor LeKohen? Who's going to be Chayiv in doing the Pidyon? Which father? The first one, the second one? Each one could say, I'm Osi Mechaver LeVaraya. Okay, we'll deal with that in the Gemara. So says the Gemara now, on Amud Beis. Amr Shmuel. So Shmuel says, the Chiddush, Ein Harosh Poter Benefalim. That if Nefel that did not, meaning did not yet have 9 months of pregnancy, and he sticks his head out of the mother's rechem while he's alive, and then his head goes back in, that's not called a leida. It's not considered a peta rechemimo unless rosho viruvo comes out. So the next baby that's going to come out will be a bechar, and it's going to be chayiv in pidyon haben. Only when the yitzia of a rosh of a vlad ben kayama will pater the next one from pidyon haben. But just the yitzia of a rosh of a nefel, it's a nefel, and it was only the rosh, that's not going to be enough to be considered a peterechem. So my taima, kol asher nishmas ruach chayim ba'apav, the pasuk says. So we darshan kol heichot the nishmas ruach chayim ba'apav. Only if there's a ruach chayim where he could live, hu dechashiv reshe. That's where the rosh coming out is going to be considered enough. But idach lo chashiv reshe, if he's not able to survive, he has no chance of surviving, then it's not his yitzias rosh is not going to be considered a leida in any sense. So it says in our tanina, but our mishnah says haba achar nifalim sheyat. So the next child born after that is a Bechor L'Nachla, but not a Bechor L'Kohen. Katanimiya Rosho. You see that even in Nefel, just Rosho comes out. As long as he was alive at the time that Rosho comes out, the next baby is not going to be a Bechor L'Kohen. So my Rosho Rubo. Now, when the Mishnah says Rosho, it means Rosho Virubo. It doesn't mean just Rosho. So if a listening Rubo, then it should have said that. It says, well, yeah, but didn't the listening Rubo? You're right, it should have said it. Vaidi the Kavai the Mishnah Seifa, but since the Seifa wants to tell us a case of a Vlad that's a Peta Rechem, and it says, Bentisha Shiyata Rosho Mei, Seifa meaning the very next line of the Mishnah, tells us another example is a Bentisha, a baby that's not an Eifel, but his head came out when he was already dead. And even though in this case he's not going to pater unless a rubo came out, like Shmuel says, nevertheless, the Tana didn't want to say rubo. It said dafka rosho because taima de rosho meis. It's only because when he stuck out rosho, he was already dead. That's why the next one afterwards is a bechor lenachla. Is going to get pishnayim harosho chai. But if a ben tisha, a baby that was in for 9 months, sticks out rosho while he's alive, then haba achar of bechor lenachla nami lo havi. Then the next child born is going to be neither bechor lekoe nor bechor lenachla. So since for that reason we wanted to mention rosho and not rubo, tana resha nami rosho. So the resha also said rosho and not rubo. But aliba de emes, it's not enough that he stuck out, that a nafel sticks out rosho. It has to be rubo as well. And if it's only rosho, it would not potter the next child from pidyon haben. And Shmuel is really correct. So says Gemara, it's not a good answer. Maika Mashmalan, what exactly is the Seifa teaching us about a ben tisha that sticks out rosho verubo, and we say that it uses lashon of rosho, that we have to dafka use lashon of rosho? He's obviously trying to be mechadesh that if he sticks out only his rosh and his mace, that it's not called a leida. The kaman the mapikle reshe have a leida, that if he sticks out his head while he's alive, it is a leida. So and the next baby is not going to be considered a bechor lenachla. Well, that's your old chiddush. Tanina, I already know this from a Mishnah in Maseches Chulin by a Ben Pakua. Let's say you shecht an animal, you find a baby inside. So it's nitar b'shchita tima. The shchita of the mother counts, and we learn over there. Hotzi rosho. If the ubar stuck out its head from the mother's rechem before the mother was shechted, apel bisha zero, even though he put his head back in, hareza kiyola, it's considered to be already born, and the shechita of the mother is not going to be matir, the baby. So you see that the rosh ha-ubar by a behemoth is considered a real leida, and therefore the same should be true by a bechor adam, that was motzi rosho, that is considered a real leida of the bechor, and the next one is plus from bidyon haben. So that can be in the chiddush of our mishnah. We already know this from Kulin. So you can to tell me no, it is a chiddush bar mishnah because b'chitema ashmiinan behema kamashmalan ba'adam. The mishnah in Chulin only tells me that otzas harosh is considered a leida as far as behema is concerned. Our mishnah tells me that the same is true by adam as well. The adami behema lo yalif, because I cannot derive adam from behema. Why? The lesley pruzder, because the rechem of a behema is not sort of closed in between the thighs. So since it's a more exposed rechem, as soon as the rosh comes out, it's a real full-fledged leida. And behema may adam lo yalf, and I can't learn that hotzas rosh from of behema is considered leida from the fact that it is by adam, vishum the chashav parts upon him today. Because an adam's face is considered to be a chashav a thing, whereas a behema's face is not considered to mean anything. So hanami tanina, so it says, well, yeah, but I know this kiddush as well, that hotzas rosh matters as far as adam is concerned. I know that as well. Because when it talks about the Mishnah Maseches Nida, talks about the days of Tumah and Tahara of a Yoledes, it says Yatsa Kedarko, if the baby comes out head first, which is the normal derech of birth. So the mother is Tamei Leida, Mishayatsa Rov Rosho. When Rov of the Rosh comes out, Dezu Rov Rosho, Mishatese Padachto. And what is Rov Rosho? Rov Rosho is when the Padachos, when the forehead comes out. And even if it took a long time, for maybe days until the whole baby comes out, we count the days of Tumah Tahara of the Yoledes from the time that the forehead came out. So you see, Yetzias HaRosh Ba'Adam is considered a Leida. And therefore, our Mishnah can't be trying to tell me a chiddush that Yetzias Rosh Ba'adam is considered a leida. I already know it, and therefore tiyufta de Shmuel tiyufta. It's a kashan Shmuel holds that Yetzias Rosh is not going to pater by pidyon haben, because our Mishnah says Yetzias Rosh does pater, and our Mishnah can't just mean rubo, because there's no reason why our Mishnah would have said the word rosho if it really meant rubo. Amar Rav Shimon Lakish padachas poteres b'kol makom. The appearance of a forehead will definitely be considered a leida. So chutz min anachla, except for as far as Yerusha is concerned. My taima, yakir amar achmana. Because the pasuk says, as far as Yerusha is concerned, yakir. That is not a bechor unless the rosh comes out in a way that you can be makir it. So yitzias padachas, you can't be makir yet. Rav Yochanan amar afil l'nachla. No, yitzias padachas is good enough even as far as Yerusha is concerned. So says the Gemara, b'kol makom l'suyemai. When you say padachas is good enough for all the dinim. What does that mean? What dinim? Now see, had the Tan Rabbanim Giorish Yosef Bedachas Vlada Biyosa Nachris Va'achar Kach Nizgayra. A woman who the Padachas of the Vlad came out while she was a Goya, and then she had a Gerus, and then the rest of the face came out. Hey, it's an odd timing to do a Gerus. I guess she was doing like a bathtub delivery or something like that in the mikveh. So Ein Nosna Yimei Tumah V'Yimei Tara. So she doesn't have Yimei Tumah V'Yimei Tara like Yisraelis Ve'Einam V'Yimei Karban Leida. She does not bring a Karban Leida because the Tzaras Padachas of the Vlad was when she was a Goya, and that's considered a real Leida. So you see that the Leida happened when she was still a non-Jew. So that's where Reish Lakish was saying that Yitzias Padachas is considered a Leida B'Kol Makom. Okay, we'll have to continue Be'ez Hashem from there tomorrow, from Meisavei tomorrow.